Hello, my name is Steve Wilbraham, and I'm the senior pastor of Congregational Presbyterian Church. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for our congregation and for those interested in learning more about our church and the Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, to meet our pastors and members, and to join us in the journey of faith. The mission of our church is to know Christ, to become like Christ, and to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon.
When my mother died, very suddenly and very unexpectedly, I was devastated. And the emptiness and the darkness that I was experiencing was not able to be alleviated by the words of comfort that people spoke. And people were sincere and they were genuinely caring. And I appreciated what they said to me. And yet it was not enough to deal with that deep sadness that was suddenly a part of my life. And it was only as I thought about and as I spent time in God's Word and as I prayed about what I was experiencing that I began to experience a comfort from God, a comfort that was based in His promises, a comfort that came from a reality that I believe to be true, that death is not the final word, that God in His Son Jesus Christ has conquered death, and all who by faith trust in Him, as my mother did, are now safe with the Lord in heaven. And it was that assurance, it was that biblical word of comfort, it was that faith-based sense of God's goodness and grace and power in the situation in which I found myself that finally began to give me comfort and finally began to help me to deal with what I was experiencing. This morning, we're going to look together at a passage from Isaiah, an Old Testament prophet, where he speaks a word of comfort to a suffering people. Isaiah chapter 40, if you want to follow along, the passage is printed in your bulletin. We're reading verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys, level the mountains and hills, straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. A voice said, shout. I asked, what should I shout? Shout that people are like the grass. Their beauty fades as quickly as the flowers in a field. The grass withers, the flowers fade beneath the breath of the Lord, and so it is with people. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, messenger of good news, shout from the mountaintops. Shout it louder, O Jerusalem. Shout and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah, your God is coming. Yes, the sovereign Lord is coming in power. He will rule with a powerful arm. See, he brings his reward with him as he comes. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. There are times when all of us need a word of comfort. Perhaps you're experiencing such a time in your life right now. Certainly there is enough going on in our world to cause all of us to need to be comforted. As many have said, the year 2020 is not a year that they will look back on with fondness. It's been a hard year, and the hardships continue. But the word of the Lord stands forever, as Isaiah reminds us. And it is that word that comes to us today in our time of trouble, just as it came to Israel some 700 years before the birth of Christ in their time of trouble. And it is a word that speaks to the comfort of God for His people in the midst of times of sadness and sorrow and loss and anxiety. And I'd like to look together at four sources of comfort that we see in these 11 verses. The first source of comfort is found in the first two verses, and the source of comfort is the Word of God Himself. And He speaks the word to His people. He says, "Comfort, comfort my people." He says, "Speak tenderly." And the word that we translate tender in the Hebrew is literally to the heart. To speak tenderly is to speak to the heart of someone. And God is saying, "I, your God, I am speaking to your heart. Because it is in your heart where the trouble resides, the feelings of loss, of sadness, the uncertainty, the fear. Those are in your heart. And I am speaking comfort to your heart." God is not primarily coming and saying, "Oh, comfort, comfort. Don't worry, I will take care of all the bad stuff." God is not here dealing with the externals. Now, there are other parts of Scripture that say that God does that as well. And indeed, there will come a day when Christ returns and He will forever deal with all the bad stuff. But for now, whether for Israel back then or for us today, the comfort is not, when you wake up tomorrow morning, COVID will be gone and you never have to worry about it again. The comfort is not your loved ones will live forever in this world. The comfort is not that you will never again feel and experience the reality of the consequence of sin that is a part of this world. No, the comfort is, "I know your heart and I come to speak to your heart. And I want to speak a word of comfort." That is my word to you today. So the first source of comfort is the Word of God. The second source of comfort is found in verses 3-5, and it helps to show us how the Word of God of comfort is going to actually come to us. Those verses, as we read them, and perhaps you can look at them again, are words of preparing the way. Lower the mountains, raise the valleys, make straight the crooked paths, smooth out the rough places. See, we need to be getting ready for someone who is coming with God's word of comfort. It's not just a word that is spoken for from on high, so to speak. It is a word that is going to come, and it's going to come through a person who will be for us the glory of God, Isaiah says. The glory of the Lord will be revealed. And we, of course, know what Isaiah did not know specifically when he wrote these words some 2,700 years ago now, that 2,000 years ago, that someone was a baby born in a manger named Jesus, who would grow up and would be, as John tells us in this gospel, the glory of God revealed to his people. We saw him, says John. We saw the glory of God. And so God knows that we who hear words of comfort need to see or to experience that comfort. And he says, I am sending someone to be that one for you. And as will later be revealed, that someone is Jesus the Christ. A little boy is talking to his dad, and he says, Dad, I'm really afraid of the dark. And the dad says, well, you know, son, God is there with you in the dark. You don't need to be afraid. And the little boy says, yes, I know. You've told me that God is with me, but I'd really like to see him sometime. See, and God knows us. We're all like that little boy. We may believe, we may trust the word of comfort that we read in verses 1 and 2, but God says, I know you, I know your heart, and I'm going to send my comfort to be with you. He will be the one who will live among you. The word of God becomes enfleshed in Jesus Christ, becomes a human being. Again, John the Evangelist, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became a human being and lived with us. And Jesus Christ, living with us, experiences everything that you and I experience in terms of those things that settle in our heart and need comfort. And if Jesus was in all things human, as we are human, then Jesus himself experienced times of needing comfort of the word of his heavenly Father. Because he knew what it was to be sad. He knew what it was to be lonely. He knew what it was to be oppressed and opposed. He knew what it was to lose people that he loved to illness and to death. He wept at the grave of Lazarus. Notwithstanding that he was able to raise Lazarus from the dead, notwithstanding that he was able to heal people, he still suffered the kinds of things that you and I suffer. And his heart was comforted by the heart of his Father. And as he lived that kind of life, and as he spoke and taught that kind of life to his disciples, and by extension to us through his word, so we know that the one that Isaiah prophesied that is coming has come, and he is the word of comfort to us. We move on to the third source of comfort in our Isaiah passage in verses 6 through 8. And the passage here seems to take a turn. So far in the first 5 verses, it's been pretty positive, pretty good, pretty exciting. And now all of a sudden, Isaiah says, all people are like grass. Their beauty fades. And well, come on, Isaiah, that's kind of a downer, isn't it? Why do we have to be reminded of our mortality? Why do we have to be reminded of how easy it is to lose the beautiful things that are in life, how transitory they are? Well, says Isaiah, I am saying this to you to remind you that while your lives are transitory, while the beauty that you experience fades so easily, the word of the Lord stands forever. And what is that word? It is the word in this context of comfort. The word of God, the word of comfort is ours forever in every situation. It is not transitory. It does not fade away. And the one who brings that word to life, his son Jesus Christ, who yes, died on the cross, yet was raised on the third day, and he lives today, the person of God's comfort, who brings that comfort to life within us, who transforms our sadness and our loss and our anxiety and our fear into confidence and into joy and a sense of God's goodness. He is alive. He is forever. See, there are two ways we can go in with our humanity, with the relative shortness of our lives, with how fragile we are, with how quickly a life can just fade away, how soon beauty is gone. That can lead to despair. That can lead to dismay. That can lead to a sense that what is the use of living in this life if it's all so quickly gone and is so easily taken from us? And that is the direction that the evil one would love for us to take, the direction of despair. But it is into that situation that God speaks His Word and sends His Son and says, when this is part of your life, when this is residing in your heart, don't move towards despair. My word of comfort is this, that in my Son Jesus Christ, all that is not right can be transformed and indeed will be transformed. Jesus, on the night before He was crucified, was having a conversation with His disciples, and He said, something is about to happen, and you will experience a deep sorrow in your hearts. You will be saddened by what is coming, and indeed they were. But He said, but after that sorrow will come the most amazing joy that you have ever experienced. And of course, He was talking about His resurrection. And that is exactly what His disciples experience. A deep, deep sense of loss and fear and anxiety and trouble at the death of Jesus. And 3 days later, a joy that far surpassed anything that they could imagine. So Jesus is speaking a word of comfort to His disciples. Not a word that you will not be hurting, not a word that you won't be troubled, but the word that in me and through me, that worry, that trouble, that loss will be transformed because of who I am and by the power of the Heavenly Father. I lost my mother. So quickly, so suddenly, there was nothing I can do about it. It was so quick that I didn't have time to pray for her. It was so quick that I didn't have time to go to God and say, hey, can we talk about this first? It was so quick that I didn't even know it was coming. It was completely unexpected. Here today, gone tomorrow was the reality, and there was absolutely nothing I could do about it. And while the beauty of my mother does rest in my heart, in my memory of her and all she meant to me, and so much of what I am today is because of who she was in my life all those years, I would trade all of that to have her with me today. But I can't. We're like the grass. The beauty has faded. And where do we go with that? We either move into despair or we say the word of the Lord stands forever. It will never fade. And the truth of where my mother is a truth that will never fade. And it brings me comfort whenever I experience emotions of sadness and loss at not having her with me. The fourth source of comfort in our passage are the last three verses, verses 9 through 11. Here, the source of comfort is that the one who comes to be our comfort, to transform us and all that we are experiencing from the darkness and the heaviness of loss and anxiety and worry into a sense of God's purpose and God's truth and God's reality is one who comes in power. Jesus Christ coming as the comfort of God comes in power, meaning that there is nothing in this world that can overpower or overtake what he comes to bring to each one of us. And the powers of darkness are trying, the powers of darkness are pulling us toward despair and dismay and discomfort. That's where the powers of darkness want us to live. But in Jesus Christ, they cannot overpower the comfort that he brings. And in this material world in which we live, many people do not believe the word of comfort. They do not believe in the one who brings the comfort, but their disbelief will not be able to overpower the truth of who Jesus Christ is and what he brings to each one of us, the comfort of God the Father. Yes, many will say, I do not believe this. Many will say there is nothing in this world to be able to bring you healing except for you yourself. We have to rely on this. We have to trust that. This scientific exploration, this government policy, this philosophy, whatever it may be, is all you have to lean on, so they say. They will not be able to overcome the power of God as he comes to us in Jesus Christ. And if that is where we place our trust, then that comfort is ours. He comes in power. And Isaiah says in those last three verses, he comes in gentleness. He comes like the shepherd to gently guide us out of our sense of darkness and despair and loss and loneliness. He gently brings us along. The shepherd image is one that is used throughout both the Old and the New Testament. We know it well from the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside still waters. He guides me into green meadows. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," what an expression of the heart that is longing, the heart that is experiencing darkness, the loss that is the heart that has experienced loss and confusion and sadness and anxiety. That valley of darkness, the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. And as he leads us through the valley, eventually he leads us out of the valley. And he brings us to wonderful, beautiful places. And he seats us at the banquet table in the presence of my enemies, in the presence of loss and sorrow and anxiety and fear. He seats me at the table with those enemies, and he blesses me, and he anoints my head with oil, and the enemies will not overcome me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is God's word of comfort that has become embodied, and the reality of that word has become true in my life and in your life if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, if he is the shepherd of your life. He will gently guide you with words of comfort. He will hold you close. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. And he will gently bring comfort to all that troubles us, and will show us and will lead and guide us and transform us into people whose hearts are beginning to be transformed into hearts of joy and assurance and bravery and faith and trust that no matter how bad things look today, God is in charge and he will make all things new. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for these wonderful words that you gave to Isaiah that he recorded for us. We thank you for it. It almost feels like a miracle that for 2,700 years, these words have been preserved for us today because they speak to where we live today. They speak to our experience. They speak to the reality of the world as we find it and all the ways in which it's impacting us and how it is so easy for us to move into avenues of despair and places of dismay. And it's so hard to be patient to wait for something good to happen. And every day just to wake up to the newspaper that says this many more people got sick and this many more people died. And Lord, it is difficult. And you come to us with a word of comfort and say, you don't need to live according to what the world says. Whether they have positive things to say or negative things to say, I have something much stronger and much more permanent and much more real to say to you. And it is a word of comfort. A word of comfort that has become embodied in my Son, Jesus Christ. A word of comfort that is empowered by His resurrection from the dead. A comfort first experienced by those who first knew the sadness of His death and then knew the delirious joy of His resurrection. That is available to us today. So may we hear the Word, may we take in the Word, and may we trust that the One who gives us the Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there's nothing that you desire more, our Heavenly Father, than to gently lead us out of our places of darkness and despair, to comfort us and to bring us into new places of light and of joy and of peace. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.